Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. All right, Alex Jones is a crisis actor is the name of the video. It's at Mando Video. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your calls, but I promise you we get to this. We have the video of the press conference they're going to try to suppress. We're going to hear a few minutes of it when we come back in the next segment. And then we are going to go to your calls. But breaking, police reveal Highland Park suspect wore woman's clothing during attack. And he did a lot of weird leftist stuff in his actual videos. Then he draped himself in a Trump flag, obviously a false flag. We're going to be going over that. We got that press conference. The system, believe me, does not want this information out. This is only going to be on local news. They don't want this anywhere else. This is coming up next segment. And then, Leroy, you're up first. So don't hang up. Leroy, and then Greg, and then Marie. Taking calls, the order they are received. Then Phil, and right down the list, everybody else, Jason in Texas, and so many others. Your calls are coming up. But wow, you see who's susceptible to the brainwashing, the transgenderism, the mass shooting. It's these people who've lost their soul and become robots of this evil spirit that so many have warned about that we're now witnessing. So your calls are all coming up and so much more. Fan.video has all of our videos and so many other censored videos. You need to share it. You need to check it out daily. Bookmark it. Band.video. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
But we do believe Primo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers. The rifle was purchased in Illinois, and the information we have thus far is that it appears to have been purchased legally by Primo. During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos. During the attack, we believe that Carimo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent people. Following the attack, Carimo exited the roof, he dropped his rifle, and he blended in with the crowd, and he escaped. He walked to his mother's home, who lived in the area, and he blended right in with everybody else as they were running around, almost as he was an innocent spectator as well. He borrowed his mother's vehicle. We issued an alert yesterday afternoon. Chief Jogman provided the vehicle information and Primo's information. We're very thankful that an alert member of the community saw Primo's vehicle traveling southbound on Route 41, dialed 911. An alert North Chicago police officer spotted the vehicle, waited for additional backup units to arrive, conducted a traffic stop, and they were able to safely apprehend Primo with no injuries to the officers. Inside the vehicle, there was a second rifle located. Indications is that was purchased by Primo as well. Thus far, over 30 people were injured during the attack, and this does not include the six who lost their lives. Right now, Primo remains in custody at this time. There are no indications that there was anybody else involved in this attack. By all indications, it appears Primo was acting by himself. The Lake County State's Attorney's Office has been with us from the ground level. They're with us this morning. They were with us through the night. We continue to review the information. Investigators are still developing leads and very critical information. Once we're at a point where we're ready to review all of that information for charges, we will sit down with the state's attorney and review for criminal charges.
Before YouTube took down his 20-plus videos I watched last night, at least in five or six of them, he dresses as a woman. So now he dresses a woman to hide his identity. No, he was drinking the New World Order Kool-Aid 110%. And so look for him to cover that up as well. All right, we're taking your phone calls. Leroy in Texas talking about inflation, the globalists making their move. What's your view on all this?
Howdy, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, first of all, thanks for all the products you've got. I've got Alexa Breeze in all my rooms, and my wife, she gets a little upset when it's not running, so she's kind of used to that now.
Thanks for keeping us on air.
yes, sir. So I guess the one thing I want to bring up is, excuse me, Have you ever heard of Jonathan Kleck?
No.
You haven't? Well, he's right there in San Antonio. And he's got a line on all this stuff. And I got to tell you, he's really helped me. I listen to you during the day, and I listen to him at night.
Sure is his name. But, Jonathan Quick or Click?
Kleck.
Kleck.
His name means Jonathan Kleck. Yahweh has given a bell ringer. So he's got the explanation for all this transgender and all this aliens. It's all Bible fact. So he kind of deciphers. He's got the unrolled scroll, I guess.
I'm going to look it up, brother. I'm going to look it up. What else is on your mind?
Well, I guess just being able to talk to you, it's nice stuff. Hopefully you can get him online because you've got like Salty Cracker on there and all the other guys, and he'd be a great addition if you got him.
There are a bunch of other guests
involved.
We want to get on, sir. Thank you so much, Leroy. All right, up next, Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to be straight to the point. The elites are spitting in our face with predictive programming. The new Jurassic Park Dominion movie specifically talks about genetically modified locusts, huge, huge genetically modified locusts eating up all the farmland and not eating the genetically modified crops. And in the movie, it specifically says that they're going to have a worldwide famine that'll kill millions.
Sure, they only eat the normal crops, so we're forced to eat the GMO crops to sterilize us.
Yep. And if I could make a suggestion, it'd be great if you would make a VPN service so we could protect our internet. We know you wouldn't sell out.
Well, there's a thousand things we need to do, brother, but I hear you. What else do you think is going to happen during the scorched earth New World Order policy?
There's no telling. I feel like there's a big war coming.
The war's already here. There's an economic war to collapse us and bring us to our knees. Thank you so much, Jason. Let's talk to Greg in Iowa. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about CERN and... without going down a rabbit hole.
No, go ahead. CERN, they're not just creating biological aliens. They're creating black holes, strange little things that destroy the planet. Here's BBC Today, and it says scientists find new exotic configurations of quarks. So they turned CERN back on.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of research on that, and it's not real readily available because they don't want to let it all out of the bag, but what they're looking for is, and what they've actually captured already, is antimatter. It's basically when God created everything, he created light and darkness, and it's a balance that he created. I mean, there's a reason he put the snake in the garden. He didn't have to, but he did, because he wanted us to have that choice. And so he created antimatter and matter, and the matter that we know, you know, everything.
Don't you love how CERN's symbol is three sixes?
What?
Don't you love how CERN's symbol is three sixes? Put it back on screen.
Oh, yeah. And the satanic, I mean, they've got Apollo. I mean, you could go on and on about how demonic it is. But they're trying to bring this antimatter into our realm so that it corrupts our matter as we know it. Like, if you have a log that's held together, right? It's controlled, it's held together until you light it on fire, and then it burns uncontrollably. But antimatter is the log already on fire, and it needs to be contained. It's like the opposite force of everything that we know is good. And by them trying to bring this into our realm, their hope is that it will disrupt all of the stable matter that we have in this realm. And with that, darkness is tied to that. You know, all your demonic, your evil.
Well, it's just like Stephen King, who's definitely one of them's Dark Tower series. The Red King, Satan, wants to bring down reality. So he's waging war with antimatter to destroy everything because he hates God.
It's very biblical, and if you just, I mean, study the Bible and what they're doing, it's as clear as day what's going on.
They are waging war against the pillars of reality, I appreciate your call. God bless you. All right, more phone calls coming up. They have a special guest joining us who's the lawyer involved with these big announcements that are being made. And it's in the news now. We told you about it yesterday, but it's in the news now. Texas counties declare invasion at southern border, and so much more coming up with that guest. But we're going to come back and take your phone calls, and then after that, your phone calls as well, here on this live Tuesday, July 5th, worldwide broadcast. And listen, I want to thank you all for your support. We have the July 4th special running right now, the biggest ever. We have to sell out of everything we've got to stay on air, which are great products you need. X2, the hair and beard formula that is really a multivitamin mineral, 75% off. All these products are available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin D3 gummies, Alpha Power, the great coffee, fish oil, krill oil, so much more is at InfoWarsStore.com. The VasoBeats, so good for your heart. InfoWarsStore.com. I need your help. I don't have George Soros. I have you, and I need your help. These are great products. Just take action. It's a winner. InfoWarsStore.com. And everything we do is an expression of your support.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So they can lie about us and misrepresent what we said and done. That's the worst part. But boy, do they know how to turn the knife and put salt in the wound and piss in our faces. Big story by Don Salazar is up on Infowars.com. You fight back against these monsters by sharing this article right now. Twitter suspended Dr. Zelenko's foundation that he launched 2 days before he died, a day after his death. They put a foundation up there, all the lies of Fauci and all the lies of Big Pharma. They suspended videos of him off of Twitter the day after he died. That's who these killers are. Aiding and abetting Big Pharma is Big Tech. It's one of the same. But they won't suppress Dr. Zelenko. They won't suppress you. They won't suppress me as long as we have the fighting spirit. And Dr. Zelenko is alive with God now. The next level. We live together in the future as well. Because we don't submit. The Freedom Foundation account suspended. Doesn't that say it all? You don't get medical freedom. We control your bodies. All right, taking calls. The order they are received. Mike. Oh, no, excuse me. Not Mike. Marie. My eyes are going out. Marie in New York. Go ahead. Hi, Marie. You're welcome to the show. Marie is gone. All right. Up next here in the order received would be a caller in South Dakota. DC in South Dakota. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones. I got three main points I want to make. One about Mount Rushmore, Trump, and Flack. So first, Mount Rushmore, related to cultural warfare. So if you look at Mount Rushmore, we have the Founding Fathers, Jefferson, so on and so forth. You're right now putting up a crazy horse, a monument of crazy horse, his own monument, who was at the time, you know, scalping the 7th Cavalry, you know, when we fought in that region. It's a cultural war, and the left is winning the cultural war. And this is how I think Trump, coming in 2024, needs to get his game straight. So when Obama was running for his second election, all the marijuana festivals, these big left, not necessarily leftist, but definitely left-leaning marijuana convention, so on and so forth. They had Obama printed on thousands and thousands of marijuana rolling.
And then papers. And then he didn't legalize marijuana. Remember that?
Yeah, and then he didn't do nothing. But you know what it did is it allowed that single item group of people to vote on one issue to get their vote. And then they were so stoned they forgot about it, and they voted for, you know, whoever, again, that promised the marijuana. What I'm saying is Trump needs to get on this topic. That's how he's going to get elected. That single item, the guns, the abortion, you're not changing anybody's opinion. That's a single issue that everybody, I think, that's a single issue voter will say, I'm voting Trump because he's going to do this.
Appreciate your call, brother. Thank you, DC. Let's talk to a FEMA Region 5 caller. Let's talk to Phil. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. Totally appreciate what you do. Listen, 12 years ago, I was driving down the street, about a half a block down the street, and there was a mailbox, and it said 9/11 was an inside job and Infowars.com. And that was 12 years ago, and that woke me up. And ever since then, I've been watching everything you've done. I've got you on the in the studio where I work every day. The thing is that man put that sticker on that mailbox for a reason, and it woke me up. And it also took me 12 years to kind of get the balls to go down there and introduce myself. You know, it's kind of a weird situation. And I mean, this is a neighbor. It's not a city block. It's a rural block. And long story short, Dr. Zev died on Thursday, and it was the 4th of July weekend. And I said, this is the time. I'm going to go down and introduce myself. Got the balls, went down there, banged on the door, and I probably said the most old man thing I could probably ever say in my life at 48 years old. Young girl answered the door, and I said, hello, is your dad home? And dude comes to the door, and I said, hey, my name's Phil. I live down the street. And your mailbox woke me up 12 years ago, and I want to thank you for that. And he lit up like it was the 4th of July. And we had a few words, and he said, thank you. And I said, no, thank you. My life has changed 12 years ago because of that sticker on that mailbox. And flash forward to Saturday, still 4th of July weekend, and my wife and I are sitting on the porch. And here comes my neighbor with an armful of stuff. And he came over with a stack of InfoWars T-shirts and DVDs. And we both said the same thing on both days. If you need anything, you let me know. And come to find out, he, you know, knew some people that I went to high school with. Daughter plays a game that I'm an illustrator for. So I said, hold on. So I gave him a bunch of prints to give to his daughter. Signed and numbered and everything that I did. And I just want to say thank you because you're not just putting out information. You are bringing people together. And this is a neighbor not even 200, 300 feet down the street, dude, that I would have never met 12 years ago if it wasn't for that bumper sticker of InfoWars.
Brother, don't thank me. I want to thank Phil, and I want to thank your neighbor. That's what this is about, the power of human intelligence. We don't care about AI. We don't care about brainwashing. We care about human connection. And if we all just take action and connect, it's game over for the New World Order. So thank you so much. Folks, keep fighting hard. It's beautiful what you did. All right. We don't have time to jam another caller right now. We have a special guest joining us. Texas counties and cities are declaring their own emergency. Tens of thousands dead. The emergency is exploding. Tractor trailer is full of dead people. We're going to talk about it when we come back on the other side. And then after our guest leaves us, I will get to Laith and everybody else. But no more calls. They keep loading the phones. I'm going to get to everybody that's on the board here. And then we got to end it because I've got a guest host coming up. But I really want to talk to all of you, and I appreciate you all. This is going to be amazing. So Aubrey and Frederick and Ethan and Brandon and Laith and Kevin and Michael, in the order your calls are received, I will go to you separately. It's listeners like that to keep us on air. We are up against Soros, the Democratic Party, suing us, lying about us, deplatforming us, debanking us for years and years and years. But despite that, minute to minute, we're barely hanging on, but you keep us there. And it's God showing us that God's in control. The fact that we are just right there where we need to be, right at the moment of destruction. Thanks to you taking action, we are still in the fight together. Amazing. So we have the big July 4th special still going right now. Biggest sale ever. Double Patriot points up to 75% off. Infowarsstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And if you want to stop procrastinating and get high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now, which everybody needs, preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com. But Infowarsstore.com is where you find everything. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Texas is about to declare a major emergency. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the United Nations came out yesterday and said officially that the Texas-Mexico border is the most deadly border in the world. Tens of thousands dead a year. 53 dead in a tractor trailer last week. Almost no coverage compared to mass shootings. Jonathan Houlihan is a great lawyer and a patriot practicing in Texas and New Mexico who's been spearheading county citizens defending freedom. And at 3 p.m. today, it's been covered by a lot of Texas TV stations. We'll be covering it here with Owen Schroeder in the War Room coming up at 3 p.m. Central. And this is an incredible time right now to be alive because the border is completely failed. There is an invasion. They're trying to get the governor to declare an emergency, which he should have already done, trying to pressure Biden into taking action. Here's some of the headlines. Texas counties declare invasion at southern border today. So to give us a first look is Jonathan Houlihan. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today, sir, and good job with the work you're doing.
Thanks, Alex. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and get this issue out there in the media so people understand what's actually happening at the southern border. It is an invasion, whether we're talking about human smuggling, trafficking, sex trafficking, fentanyl, opioids, guns, you name it, it's an invasion across our border. And I think the state of Texas and all states have a duty and an obligation to their citizens to stand up and protect their citizens and their property. And if it's not happening at the state level, we see what Kinney County is doing, declaring a state of emergency and getting those, trying to get the visibility on it so they can declare an invasion and force the state to act.
You have been the tip of the spear on this, organizing this. A lot of folks told me to have you on. I appreciate you coming on. Tell us, you're down there, what you're witnessing. We're already in an emergency. It should be declared. And what you're expecting to come out of this. What all of us need to do today to make sure this press conference gets a lot of attention.
Well, just to be clear, I'm not the one actually organizing it. I have a lot of friends and relationships in there, and I know Sheriff Coe and the county attorney, and they're really pushing this from the government level. I'm just giving supporting fires where I can, trying to get the message out. So they deserve all the credit for organizing this and getting the word out.
Okay, Rachel, tell us what's happening.
So what's happening is the county. We saw Sheriff Coe last week. He received four illegal aliens from Border Patrol. They said, hey, go get these guys down to medical, have them cleared, and then release them. And Sheriff Coe, being who Sheriff Coe is, he's a constitutional sheriff, decided I'm not going to release felons or criminals in the United States because I have citizens I have to protect. And he actually ran a check on them. One of the illegals he found had was a sex offender registered out of New Jersey. So he took him to the International Gateway and he released him and said, walk that way. So that was just kind of the thing that really pushed it over the edge. But this has been ongoing for months and months where they've organized to declare an emergency, declare an invasion, enforce the Texas governor to act, Governor Abbott, under the Texas Constitution, Article 4, Section 7, as the Commander-in-Chief of the Texas Constitution, allows him to repel invasions. And under the federal Constitution, under the Guarantee Clause, Article 4, Section 4, the federal government guarantees the states are free from invasion and guarantees a Republican form of government, and that's not happening. So you also see the states have warlike authority under the federal Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, where they can repel invasions, and it grants them warlike authority. All throughout history, our states are sovereign. They have a right to protect their borders. And when the federal government fails to act, or their intentional policy creates this nightmare, this mess that's just sucking in all of these drugs and the cartel activity, and rewarding the cartel activity, then we have to act, and the state has to act. I mean, we have a duty and an obligation to protect our citizens within the confines of the Constitution. I mean, this is
all lawful. I totally agree. And how powerful is it to have the Mexican president last week say the U.S. border has collapsed? He wants to control it. The Mexican president is worried about this.
Yeah, we do not control the border. I mean, I've been down there. I've been to Roma. I've been to Eagle Pass. I've been to all the sections of the border, and I've seen the misery down there. You know, I'm a veteran. I'm a former Navy JAG, active duty. I've deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've been to those dangerous spots on the Syrian border in Al-Qaim and those other areas. And the border reminds me of that. It reminds me of this total lawlessness, total breakdown of the rule of law. And I feel so bad for our law enforcement down there, Border Patrol. They're just helpless.
They're in a war zone. I mean, beheadings, murders, tractor trailers full of dead bodies. The level of death is insane.
It absolutely is. It shocks the conscious to see that the United States of America has broken down into this almost third world country border situation. And I feel bad for the people down there. I mean, they're suffering. And we, the people, and it starts at the county level, need to stand up and do something. And that's
you're right. And Jonathan, you hit the key point. It's up to the local governments to declare the emergency and the people. You pointed out, force the governor, who's already trying, into the right announcement under the law, under the Constitution, state and federal. So what is the aim of this press conference? I mean, you already talked to it, but let's get right to it.
Yeah, the aim is to give other counties, other municipalities, other folks that are suffering the confidence and the ability to declare that same sort of emergency, same point of invasion. And hopefully that will build and force Governor Abbott to employ those forces under his commander-in-chief status under the Texas Constitution, Article 4, Section 7. And then we can actually have a border, at least in Texas, that is protected. I'd also like to see the state of Texas enter into more compacts under the Compacts Clause with states like Florida, Arizona, and then really from a security standpoint, have the states, we the people, act outside the confines of the federal government, but within
the confines. Right, because if a power vacuum, they're not doing their job, it's up to us under the federalist system to do this. And for those that don't know, the UN says most dangerous border in the world, totally collapsed. Mexican president says U.S. government's lost control by design. I mean, it's on record. It's got to be done. We can't just keep waiting for Washington. What do you think Abbott should do under this emergency if he does what's right?
I think Abbott should do what Dwight D. Eisenhower did in the 1950s and deploy the entire Texas National Guard and enter into compacts with other states to rebut and shut down the border completely. I'm sympathetic to people that want to come to the greatest country in the history of the world. I truly am, but I'm also sympathetic to the American citizens, and we have to put the rights of citizens above the rights of non-citizens.
Well, sure. The lockdowns, the globalist program is meant to collapse the borders. It's not going to help these people to flood us and collapse. We've got to control our border or we're not a country.
Right. If you don't have a border, you don't have a nation. I mean, when I was a young man reading Michael Savage books, I learned that borders, language, and culture is very important. That we have our border, and if the federal government's not going to do it, and that's a misnomer. I mean, the federal government doesn't have this all-encompassing right to defend all international borders. I mean, that's a misnomer. In the Constitution, they have a right for the naturalization and immigration process. That doesn't include security. So we're taking
well, doesn't a citizen if your house is being robbed by an illegal alien or by a citizen have a right to defend?
Absolutely. You always have an inherent right to self-defense, and that's, you know, taking on my national security law background and my background as a Navy JAG and operational law, that's what I think of this as. I put it in that space. This is a national security law issue. This is an immigration and naturalization issue. This is a security issue. And as you know, the states, all power is not delegated to the federal government, reserved to the states. We the people. Police power is reserved to the states.
10th Amendment.
Correct. In the 10th Amendment, we have a right and a responsibility to defend our state, defend our border, defend our citizens. And it starts right there at the county level. County, the founders, this is why the founders were so brilliant. I mean, that's why we have the county sheriffs and the precincts. And everything is meant to be local government.
Checks and balances.
That's right. And we have forgotten that over time. And it's time we remind the American people on something like this to act within our lawful means and lawful abilities within the Constitution is the way to do it.
Well, Jonathan Houlihan, stay there one more segment. Congratulations with all the organizations and you and the great counties coming together, citizens, county citizens defending freedom, because you're getting...
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut.
GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
They're not just increasing the cost of energy and food. They've collapsed the third world into the United States. It's replacement migration, a giant group of underclass, Herman underclass that you control. They're exploiting these people. A lawyer who's heavily involved in this and a former veteran, Jonathan Houlihan, is joining us. Since I heard about this a few days ago when we were trying to line you up for the show, it has gotten a lot of attention all over big news. That is a huge success right now, Jonathan. But again, for those that don't know what's happening, particularly on the Texas border, Arizona's bad as well. This press conference at 3 p.m. today, Owen Shore is going to be covering it during the war room, 3 p.m. Central. Give it to us with both guns. How bad is it for people that don't know? The UN, I showed it earlier, says the most dangerous border in the world, bar none.
It's absolutely out of control. Like I said earlier, I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan on their borders, and it reminds me of that. It's a war zone. I mean, people are fleeing. They have nowhere to go in a lot of circumstances. It's a lot of our most vulnerable American citizens are suffering and bearing the brunt of it. We have non-governmental organizations that are funding this in a lot of ways, like certain groups like Catholic Charities are actually incentivized by the federal government to bring in a lot of these illegal aliens by awarding them federal contracts. So you can imagine the pull that's coming in from the United States. It's coming from not just Mexico, but south of the border. I mean, they're apprehending people from China, Iran, Iraq.
Whole groups of Afghans. I saw a number of the State Department last week, 25% of Central America now lives in the U.S.
So, and a lot of these people are gotaways, or they don't even know who they are. I mean, this is a national security nightmare. You don't know who's entering your country. You don't know the
command and control. We go through TSA checkpoints to fly from Austin to New York, or from New York to Albuquerque, or Albuquerque to St. Paul, but there's nothing at the border.
Again, putting the rights of the non-citizen above the rights of the American citizen. And think about, in Texas, we have really high property taxes, and you hear people complaining about it all the time. So I try and make those connections for people. Well, the reason we have bonds, the reason we have highway bonds, school bonds, hospital bonds, all this infrastructure, additional infrastructure we have to buy, is because non-citizens that haven't paid into the system are coming in. So it's not just, it is a huge national security issue, but it's also just fundamental fairness about putting the rights of American citizens.
And this is really just new welfare people to be brainwashed and controlled. I mean, any day you go to the border now, it's just solid masses pouring across.
Yeah, and they have us. What bothers me the most about it is the smile on their face, that they know that the rule of law is broken down. There's no consequence.
You got the leftist NGOs in charge of the Border Patrol now managing the giant facilities. We've been down there. Literally, former Soros group heads run all this now.
Yeah, when I was in Roma, we were right there on the border. I was there with Colonel Alan West when he was running for governor, and we saw just a line of folks coming up, and actually the Texas National Guard, they had radios, they were talking with the coyotes, they were allowing them to come over, they were helping them out of the boats, which is a crime, by the way, under Title VIII, and then they were ushering them up to the NGOs.
And you've got the bureaucrats in charge of the Border Patrol directing the human smuggling right in front of you.
Yeah, it's absolutely a travesty, and it's clear to see from anybody that's been in the military what's going on. They'll send a whole mass of family units across with children. They send them out 100 at a time. Down the river, you have the fentanyl and the other things being smuggled in areas that where the Border Patrol is tied up dealing
and
with these.
And everyone I know, including me, has friends and family that died of fentanyl. I mean, we're literally being chemical weaponed by it.
Yeah, that's the invasion. And if you go back to the CCP book, Unconventional Warfare, then it's clear this is part of the drug war. It's part of the CCP gets opioid chemicals and fentanyl chemicals into the hands of the cartels. They smuggle them across. So it's part of this larger kind of cold war between the United States and China.
And George Soros DAs in every major city, almost every major city, including Austin, where I live, lets them go the next day. You're found with backpacks of fentanyl, enough to kill 20,000 people, and you're let go like that.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Attorney General Kim Pax in a lot of ways, because he's almost helpless to prosecute these corrupt county officials, because you know he falls in the executive branch of the Texas government, and he doesn't have statewide authority to go in and prosecute at the county
level. So what
do
we need to do, Jonathan? We need to make a big noise about this. We need to get more counties to join, more cities to join. We need to point out that this is literally the collapse of the U.S. I mean, what else do we do?
You are absolutely correct. We need people to realize that the states are sovereign. We almost need a civics lesson. We need people to realize that the states have a right to defend themselves, that under the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, that this is an actual invasion, and that the states can join and repel that invasion. We need to look to our history. We need to look to when Dwight D. Eisenhower in the 1950s mobilized, used one of his World War II generals from the European theater, mobilized the entire National Guard, put them on the border, and stopped it.
So and again, the Mexican president, who's a socialist, is on our side 2 weeks ago saying, declare an emergency, the border has failed, which makes everybody flood Mexico. They don't want that either. This is literally, the Mexican president said, America's becoming a failed state. It's true.
Yeah, this is worst case scenario. I mean, this is complete open borders, complete open fentanyl. I mean, across the board, it's a security nightmare.
If I fly into Cancun, great place to go, been there probably 20 times. they check who I am. And I'm not mad like I come into your country, you're going to check who I am. We're not checking anybody. This is insane.
Yeah. Well, you have no idea. I mean, when I was overseas, we would use bioenrollment, and we'd question people. We'd go to villages, and they would bioenroll people, and we'd know exactly who they were if we ever found DNA on a roadside bomb or anything like that. I mean, at this point, we're just letting everybody through. We have no idea what their affiliations are.
Is this not an act of war by Biden? I mean, literally, they're attacking the U.S.
Well, I think the policy of the United States government is certainly intentional. And they're not doing anything to get in the way of it. So what those motivations are, I can't speak to that. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I can't understand why you would let your country get destroyed, why you put the rights of non-citizens above citizens. It's intentional policy. There's no other way to put it.
Well, I mean, Mr. Milligan, I'm sure you've seen the UN documents, the Klaus Schwab stuff, where replacement migration, break the borders, use a collapse of the third world to take over the first world. It's obviously a plan, but what else can we do, because you're on the ground, to fight this?
I mean, we could just keep an eyes on it and enabling citizens to stand up for the Constitution. I mean, that's all we can do at this point. We can put pressure on Governor Abbott. I mean, you can call Governor Abbott's office and say, declare an invasion, support the counties that are standing up for this. It's all on Abbott. Let's create a constitutional crisis between Abbott and the federal government.
That's right. No. Declaring an invasion is in the state and federal constitution, which this is a war. Declare a war.
Yeah, I mean, the invasion doesn't mean just state actors. You can have non-state actors as well. Think about the targeting that we've done in operations all over the years. I mean, we've targeted non-state actors, and we've killed them overseas. So we can declare an invasion at our own southern border for non-state actors. But I'll take it a step further. This is a narco terrorist organization, the cartels that are organizing, they're C2ing it, they're command and controlling it. They have a complicated logistics network where they use bands. I'm sure you've seen the bands where they serialize, organize, and move people across.
And Pelosi's calling MS-13 God's children. Yeah, the Democrats, and now with NGOs, are in command of the Border Patrol, organizing the coyotes and smugglers. This is incredible organized crime run by the rogue administration of Joe Biden.
Yeah, one thing I think that they can do to help, and this is kind of outside the scope of the county, but they can declare these cartels as FTOs, foreign terrorist organizations. I mean, under Title VIII, we can declare organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, and that opens up an entire wicket of authorities. Whether we're talking about Title 18, and we can prosecute anybody that comes across that border under Title 18 for material support to terrorism, but also we can target people south of the border. We can create a task force. And look, I'm not one of these guys that wants military intervention.
No, I don't want wars overseas. I agree. But this is a real war against our country. We need full mobilization, full commitment now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're talking about something completely different when you're protecting your southern border. So if it's good enough for some countries in the Middle East, it's good enough for
our military set up for the border. Like, this is constitutional.
Yeah, and there's a long historical precedent for this. I mean, the border wars of the early
blackjack cursing, all of it. All right.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I appreciate you. People can find your great work at ccdfusa.com, ccdfusa.com, citizens, county citizens defending freedom. The war room today is at 3 p.m. If you can, after we hear the press conference, please come on. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, sir. Wow, what a time to be alive. Texas waking up, taking action. We got calls for two segments, then Jason Burmes takes over. Stay there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.